Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High, we're back. Shabbat Shalom. And again, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. We're back again. Yes, indeed. We're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, David Miyab, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High, very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity, yes, indeed, for the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very, very precious words the Most High has granted for the blessing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, that I have for His cause and some very important things that for Him I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He told me that I would indeed accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. Most I told me that in doing for Him, however, those things which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. For this, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me, I must tell you things Yes, he's told me I must tell you things. The men have done some everything they could. Yes, everything they could since the dawn of human fall. To hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said if they could, to destroy. But without question, no ifs, ands, buts, or debates about it. Most High has a plan, and he has said that even if a whole world be deceived, blind to that plan then. To what he has declared, he will yet be true. Therefore, I must ask, my brothers and sisters, where indeed and who indeed are the faithful? The book of Isaiah, I said in the book of Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, it speaks about a people. It says, unto whom? It says, who shall believe his report? And unto whom is the arm, the faithful ally of the Most High revealed? Isaiah 52:15-53:1 speaks of the fact that the Messiah is appearing to relate a testimony of far greater vision, far more revolutionary in his reasoning than any man. The kings, their mouths should be shut. The testimony should be proven foolish because of him. For men shall at last consider what for many ages they had not considered. Huge question there, my brothers and sisters, in a society such as this one. Men claim to have saving faith in this world. 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, diverse beliefs that don't agree, do not perfectly agree, but they claim to offer its constituents. Each one claims not to be vain in its objectives, in its vision. Each one claims to offer its constituents, its inheritance. Those who are devoted are to these particular differences of belief, partial, and in so many ways polluted. Evidently so, because there are so many of them. Purity and completion offers one choice. Like I said, they all seem to offer, claim that they offer. A hope of peace with the one Most High. All claim to offer the hope of becoming holy, matured, faithful, and true unto the will of one. Nevertheless, in so many cases, if you were to find in the scriptures the truth, that they have not spoken, our brothers and sisters, in so many ways, I've seen over the course of years how leaders, when you find the truth that they have not spoken, they choose to keep that light hidden. Is this the way of the Spirit, my brothers and sisters? Is this the hope of maturity? Scripture says, by grace through faith are you saved, meaning that by the favor of the Most High offers, unto the capacity to believe beyond the designs, works, devices, many diverse belief systems in a man. Does a man have an opportunity to be made whole? Does a man have the opportunity to prove himself worthy for the Most High unto the hope of peace, being found steadfast, that were the greater truth revealed, he would still have reason enough to stay true. Must consider, my brothers and sisters. I've said it many times. The true church true church is a people, my brothers and sisters, who anticipate the Messiah will bring a truth at a level that men have not spoken of or have not discerned even for many generations. Those who are of faith know that there's no covenant in all these multitude of diversely differing ideals. So there's a reason why the scripture says those who believe in him should not be ashamed, should not fall short. Scriptures don't promise, my brothers and sisters, that men will be made complete in these latter days by anyone else but that one whom the Most High himself has appointed. Scriptures tell us, blessed are they who wait for him. It really means, my brothers and sisters, blessed are they who watch for and anticipate the exceeding righteousness of the Most High. I didn't tell you about Revelation 6 and 12. It talks about truth being revealed that will shake the very foundation of the whole world, the very foundation of all the belief systems of this world entire. And the kings will be running for cover, being hired from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, because it will be known in that day that the rulers, and yes, even those who say they are leaders among the churches, have not been men consecrated to reveal the greater light. But in fact, my brothers and sisters, have in so many ways conspired to keep men in the darkness. They have not been true to all that is the gospel, whereby all nations were taught all things that the Most High from on high declares must be taught to men, or to have peace with him. Scriptures tell us this over and over again. Scriptures talk about the fact not only must we have faith to seek the truth beyond what is common to man, what is common among the rulers. The scriptures told you in advance the rulers wouldn't be telling you these things. Most High sends prophets in order with the Spirit. They must know and be driven never to turn back. We need to talk about that. Prophets who would speak but others would not. Because the truth of the matter, I know what the King James Version says, but I want you to understand that the scripture says faith is evidence of things hoped for, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. But if you read Hebrews 11:1, in context of all the verses that are before it and the verses that are after it, we must understand that the scriptures are actually saying in so many ways, faith gives substance, brings manifestation then to the promise of those things we should hope for, to the promise of those things we should hope for. It makes evident things foretold that are not yet seen. Scripture talks about those who conquered even whole nations by faith. Scripture tells us before this, if man sinned willfully, how about a man turn back once faith or the exceeding word of Yah is revealed? It's about Hebrews 10:26-31. If a man turn back, Most High will have no delight in him. My brother and sister, by faith in that which the Most High has declared, even faith in the truth the whole world has denied, if a man finds favor with Yah. It's by faith that the Most High reveals the truth that the leaders would not. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? It's by faith that a man comes to discern the greater truth of the Most High that the whole world has sought to deny. In other words, the procession we must continue in faith. Yes, we must continue in the truth of Yah. We must continue in the steadfast word of one if we expect to be favored unto fullness and the greater understanding that would make us one. To mark Romans 6th chapter, shall we continue in sin? Should we continue trusting in a multitude of divergent ideals of men and expect the Most High to continue to favor us? I want you to consider something, my brothers and sisters. The book of Jacob tells us that though we be scattered among a multitude of diverse nations, Most High still requires of us that we come to a perfect harmony, synonymity in the faith. One understanding, it said in 1 Corinthians, in the name of the Most High, we almost speak the same thing. No divisions among us. There's strife and divisions, different ideals among us, because we're functioning after the flesh, as carnal men, and not after the spirit. And the apostle is vehement to warn the congregations that he desired that their faith rest not merely in the words of men, but in the power of Yah to harmonize minds and hearts true to the will of one. It's time, brothers and sisters, we just understand that the faith doesn't have all these divisions in it. The faith, my brothers and sisters, is not compel men to believe after different objectives and allegiances. Scripture said Abraham believed Yah and it was counted him for righteousness. So it made Abraham one who was called friend of Yah. Some call him the father of faith. You ever stop to consider that Abraham believed of Yah under becoming perfectly steadfast in him, where the whole world had fallen away from and would not. Think about it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Shall a man be made whole and all things true unto the Most High without being led by him? Hear me, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider. Scriptures tell us there's one Savior, meaning there's one who makes men whole. One who shows man the way to in all things be pleasing before the one Most High. Why then, my brothers and sisters, do men believe in a world divided? Did you hear me? That in a world divided, men could listen to whoever seems wise, seems to know, seems to consider all things, still yet to discern all things. If it were possible to believe whoever sets up a congregation and all people be made whole, then guess what, my brothers and sisters? The divisions that we presently see in the world wouldn't exist. Contentions we see in the world would not exist. The differences of opinion would not exist. But all, my brothers and sisters, would discern the wisdom after which we could only agree. For purity and completion offers one choice. Many say they have faith. I ask the question, have you power to believe all the rulers of this world have all the exceeding truth of the Most High? That the rulers of this world to compel the masses to neglect. If the Most High revealed to you in exceeding truth that all the world has forgotten, Scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to bring all things to remembrance. Must be something been forgotten, my brothers and sisters. The Most High gave you a testimony. It brings to bear the truths of all the prophets. Truths that all they collectively saw, that by and large is not taught in today's contentious world. Can you believe it? Or have you've been conditioned in such a way that if such greater truth were revealed that the leaders deny, you would reject it. Which one is it? Are you prepared? Can you now even begin to anticipate where the Most High sends His Spirit? And in fact, my brothers and sisters, will send His Anointed One to fully and all things reveal. Scripture talks about Messiah in Acts 3:18-23. Says He comes to bring about a restitution, restoration, and remembrance concerning all things the Most High spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. I dare tell you there's a lot of truth in the Scriptures that most have never even begun to consider. Don't know it's there. Don't realize what it implies. If such truths were told to you, could you believe? Scripture tells in Zephaniah, the third chapter, second and third chapter. It tells us also in Isaiah 28. It tells us in Isaiah 53. Tells us in so many places in the Scripture. When the Messiah comes to reveal the exceeding truth. Hosea 8. Talks about Messiah bringing forth many precious and exceeding things. Concerning the principles, the law, peace of Yah. He said His people were considered a strange thing. Isaiah 48 says that men have sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. What have they sworn themselves to then? Has it been true to Him who reveals all things? That shall be discerned, my brothers and sisters. When He reveals all things, is revealed. Scriptures tell us, let's not consider ourselves so wise before the time. The Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things that men have kept in the darkness. The Messiah comes to expose those who keep men blind to the greater truth and light. He says, and then, about 1 Corinthians 4:5. And then shall every man know how to please Yah. How to praise Yah. How to be what is honorable before Yah. How to honor Him. How is it, my brothers and sisters, after all these other differences, when the Scripture says the Messiah appears, it will be revealed there's only one righteousness and one Savior. How is it men believe if they've already believed all these things? And have stood upon a foundation firm enough to believe these things and presume that it was true before the time. What if, my brothers and sisters, I were to reveal to you or show you where you can find many things in the Scriptures that your leaders never told you? Could you believe it? If I showed you in the Scriptures that many things your leaders have told you were a total misinterpretation, even a lie. And if I showed you these exceeding premises from Genesis to Revelation, could you believe it? Could you believe, my brothers and sisters, there's a truth that the whole world has denied? Could you believe if I told you, the Most High told me I must tell you things that the leaders of this world would not? Could you believe it? So many truths of which I speak. were contained and found in the pages of my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article there, excuse me. You might find very interesting. Article there called The Secret City Prophets is concerning to a magnificent event that would change this entire world. A pivotal event foretold thousands of years ago that most have no clue about today. There's an article on my website called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. A sense of what is, in fact, and what was the origin of the early church. Most have entirely forgotten today, meaning that today's church not being founded upon that foundation is actually not a true church at all. Early church brought the people into this light. Present institutions today are scheming to do all they could to ensure that men never see it. Therefore, leaving men blind, not to discern him for whom the church was named. Article on my website called Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. I promise you need everything that is there. And so much more. On this show, I've spoken much over the course of time in the archives, elaborating upon these things. Right now, my brothers and sisters, I've been told some 1,400 plus shows in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, averaging 1.5 to 2 hours, some more than 2 hours, some 2.5. How many hours, my brothers and sisters, of elaboration upon the things you find upon my website? That because many have not sought those words and pages diligently. It would be difficult for men to believe and discern just how important the words that you hear tonight really are. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Abraham believed Yah. He believed Yah was called, my brothers and sisters, to offer this world the truth. Even seek the perfect will of Yah. That a fallen world in its blindness and its self-righteousness, arrogance of its ignorance, was predisposed never to consider or believe. Consider there, my brothers and sisters, what it means when it says, by the gift of faith that you're saved. No man is made whole unto the Most High. No man is able to please, and all things please the eye, lest he can believe that there's a truth, my brothers and sisters, that must be restored, that to the hearts of men for a long time has been missing. Faith in Yah as the Savior, as one who brings peace, demands that one trust that there's a solution to all the warfare and contentions and injustice that exists in this world. But it is the truth, my brothers and sisters, that exists beyond the variant self-righteous conscience and misrule of the kings of this earth, which is why Messiah must come. Why it is that Scripture says he will reprove all the nations. Because indeed, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 59:8 says concerning this solution, it says the way of peace, they have known none. It says when he reveals the truth, the light of truth. The nations of, that will not follow after that truth will perish. How is it men gravitated to trust the varying rules of the earth have not been predisposed to seek a truth far beyond their pastors and rulers? For those, my brothers and sisters, that want to believe what they will, I'm telling you what the Most High told me. And indeed, these things have come now full gravitated, if you will, circle. When I first received a call from the Most High to seek the greater things, one of the things they first told me is that there are those, in fact, you might well say the greater masses, that would rather believe a lie, even believe a deceiver, than believe that they were deceived. He told me there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool. He told me that every soul that's walked this earth has been deceived. There are some, my brothers and sisters, that you offer them the opportunity to see the truth. They change. There are those, my brothers and sisters, that you could abound evidence of the truth that would take you a millennia to speak it out, and they still would try to hold to the lie. Rather than realize they've been desperately in error, those will not be convinced of the truth. He told me he calls a damn fool. Those who will never find forgiveness in the will of the Most High. Scripture tells us in the book of Yehuda, they call it Jude, that the wicked, the lawless of this world, the self-righteous of this world, would turn men aside from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Did you hear me? Would turn men aside from the faith. And had already begun to do it. Turn them aside from the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Even the faith that was true to the early church. And he said that one time you knew this, that men like those who came out of Egypt, who turned toward unbelief, the Most High destroyed. It means if you get the truth, you must maintain it. The scriptures tell us, that, excuse me, in the last days, Messiah must come to reprove all humanity, for all the ungodly words and doctrine they believed and spoken. Many of my brothers and sisters, what men by and large believe today, has been adulterated, polluted, partialized. The men have desired to be called complete after little that they see, rather than anticipating humbly so much more. I could talk about an abundance of scripture. It talks about a falling away from faith. 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, says Messiah in the last days will have to expose all this faithless doctrine, this lawless doctrine. It says in that day all the nations will look for, anticipate, seek after his law. Meaning, the men by and large still remain fallen from what is peace, lawful, for Yah. Matthew 24, Well, the scriptures talk about, Messiah even spoke to his own disciples, saying, beware lest any man deceive you. Colossians said, beware of certain men beguile you after philosophy and vain deceit, after the principles of this world, and not after Messiah. How is it that we see 45,000 denominations out here confusing the masses after much debate and doubt, and men still believe that what they have upheld has been faith under him being made in each case pure and complete? If these institutions were pure and complete, my brothers and sisters, the Messiah would not have to come and already be saviors in the midst. I want you to consider, in the book of Ephesians, we are told that faith, brothers and sisters, in fact, is a gift from Yah. The capacity to see beyond what ordinary eyes and ears see and hear. It's a gift from Yah. I just got through speaking about Isaiah 11 through 14. It really talks about the fall of Babylon. How about all the confusion, a diverse belief that men have believed in after a multitude of mass misrepresentations? Claiming to be true to Yah, but not so. Isn't it time, brothers and sisters, that we discern the need that we not be deceived? We were told such things as, be not deceived, Yah is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. But there are those who believe that they shall reap blessing for following after mockery and blasphemous misrepresentation, even believing they shall receive blessing while they continue after a multitude of diverse allegiances, sin, after which Yah cannot be entirely in all things pleased. I think about scriptures, like my brother and sisters, like 1 Corinthians, around 1:17, talking about we have this hope. If we remain steadfast in the faith, what is the faith, my brothers and sisters, but the promise that one day there will be peace and that every lie and every liar shall be exposed as an obstacle against the truth of Yah. Did they tell you that faith and the love of Yah dictates the day must come, and though there be 45,000 denominations in the earth, wherever it is that they've been tainted, wherever they've been partialized or polluted or compromised, Yah shall expose them all, therefore, as having been inviolable. How many of my brothers and sisters understand the scriptures tell us, like, for instance, is 1 Johannes 3 and 7. Be not deceived. Be not deceived, for he who does righteousness is righteous. Meaning that he who seeks and will perform to do all the Most High instructs, that one is righteous. Why do men call themselves righteous, saying that they have the righteousness of the Messiah, after so many differing worldly misrepresentations? Something is desperately wrong. Malachi warns us that many in the last days, as they do today, obviously after a total misrepresentation of the Messiah, will believe that they could provoke the Most High, walk against his will, and still yet be delivered. Not discerning, the scripture says Messiah himself will come, that in declaring the truth, the Most High shall assure that all those who do lawlessly should be stubble, ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous, and the day he brings judgment. Let there might be peace, my brothers and sisters, silencing all those who refuse to hear the word of truth. Scripture says in the last days the Messiah will come because the Most High looked and saw none discerning all they need to discern, or how much they really truly need to seek Yah beyond. How about, my brothers and sisters, what's just a social orientation, common status quo, fallen standards, my brothers and sisters, that in so many ways are just an illusion, false righteousness, not true to all the Most High decree. I say again, my brothers and sisters, then blessed are they who anticipate Messiah come to reveal an exceeding righteousness. The exceeding truth is contained along the prophets. Discerning how all these things work together, my brothers and sisters, men should miss nothing. Most I told me the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What men think they know, not giving consideration to all that Most I have spoken. That's not wisdom at all. But there are those who consider themselves wise, not even seeking to know more. The questions they don't ask the Most High because they might not even want the answer. In fact, they might be afraid of the answer. Might be afraid of even accepting the obligation and the duty that comes with receiving an answer. So all these, my brothers and sisters, are people who are in all things faithful and all that pleases Yah. He said his word is going to discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. Who looks for the exceeding word, my brothers and sisters, that it might be proven that their intents are to perform or seek to be constituent under the manifestation of all that Yah has decreed. Scripture says Messiah will believe because he will not judge after middle what eyes and ears see and hear. His testimony will expose them who don't believe. His testimony will expose those who are not steadfast. His testimony will expose those who believe they shall have peace in their lawlessness. Wicked men. The scripture said will preside right there in the midst of your churches, pretending to be godly men. Causing men to prefer unrighteousness, it says in 2 Thessalonians. Causing men to believe a strong illusion that they should believe a lie and be damned for so doing. My brothers and sisters, there are many who believe that they walked and known all and been true to all the Most High declared because they followed the man they called a pastor. Causing them to prefer to believe that they are wise. Not deceived, but perceiving. The scripture says, such men as this, not humble enough to receive the exceeding word that is the gospel, truth the Most High reveals beyond all the nations. The scripture did not say they'd be saved, my brothers and sisters. Did not say they'd be worthy even to be preserved. In fact, the scripture says those who believe the lie, the result of such hasty conclusions, shall be damned. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, to discern what it is to truly reveal the Most High? Most High know who he's revealed himself to. It's a foolish man who believes that he can believe Yah without having received a revelation from him. It's a foolish man who believes, my brothers and sisters, that he can make all things whole before the Most High without a revelation from him. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. It is a gift from him. Not just sit back and say, I believe, and it means that you believe him. He said, not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Some people heard a pack of lies, or just the dictates of the nations. Time we discern, my brothers and sisters, the need to seek more. Or my brothers and sisters, indeed, we follow after a deviant. Brothers and sisters, some people are addicted to an illusion. Scripture tells about Isaiah 29. Really, were to read it correctly, what it really relates the Messiah would come to tell the whole world to wake up out of its stupor. Men have been drugged, addicted to lies. Scripture calls them strong drink, mixed drinks. In other words, get my point. The wines of illusion, brothers and sisters, Scripture says all nations have drunk of them. Meaning all nations, my brothers and sisters, have been blinded by the confusions that exist in this world. Men making pacts and covenants with one another's confusion, not discerning that they've not been true to the will of one. Never realizing that while humanity is subject under a diverse multitude of differing kings, make pacts differing kings, and none of this is true to the will of one, and none of this is salvation. Which is why Messiah must come to reprove all your rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, and kings. So it says in Zephaniah 10, Zephaniah 13, Isaiah 56, 9 through 57, 1, reading on through the rest of the chapter, all the way out to the 60s and 62nd. That's why it says what it says in Psalm 14. All sin and falling short of the glory, all none does righteous, no, not one. Doesn't say the Most High would accept that, but there are those who would tell you that he would. As if he would profane his name and grant his name, even sign and seal covenant contracts that are human conscience that are not true to his own. As if the Most High delights in men contending with one another. Scripture says that's not his name. It's not what he would confirm. He said in the name of the Most High, confirm the name of the Most High and the truth of his will. You all must seek him, return him, speak the same thing, no divisions. Blessed are they who will understand. But that level of maturity is not a sudden thing, it's something that men grow and graduate unto. Scripture said the Messiah himself in Isaiah 50. 1 through 5. He would say, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. Thou shalt know how to declare a word to the weary, meaning that the whole world must come to receive him, because he's grown spiritually weak in his discretion. But my brothers and sisters, is that which you are compelled to believe? He will humble himself that should be exalted. He will humble himself to be taught, has capacity to learn. Scripture says that we're double-minded in any way. In other words, not desirous to seek the whole truth, the perfect truth. There's only one perfection. It says, we would not receive anything from you. Why would the Most High grant someone a gift unto perfection? They refuse to relinquish the illusions when granted the opportunity. They refuse to walk in the fullness of truth. The Most High reveals. How shall a man grow? Most High doesn't waste his time, my brothers and sisters. He said his word will not return to him void. Do you think that he continues to strive to help those who are devout to contend with him? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Guard, maintain the truth and conscience he revealed. He said these he would favor to reveal himself to them. He said he made no request for the world who won't receive his word. But those who would receive his word, my brothers and sisters, desires to discern beyond all this contentious and provocative worldliness and division. He said ultimately then, my brothers and sisters, he made no petition for those who would stand against the manifestation of his rule, the manifestation of divine peace in the earth. There are those who would preserve all the differing standards of men, as if the Most High could be pleased with a word that is not from him. It's time we understand, but far better. Like I said, some people have just been addicted to lies. They feel good to them. And they, our brothers and sisters, shamefully would accept the lie that's offered to them. And if there was no lie to comfort them in their iniquity, they would create one. Most High cannot be pleased with this. He says, the only ones who are welcome unto his kingdom is my brothers and sisters who would keep and preserve the consciousness of his commands. To know what's said and not know why, this says to miss the point. He says, no one will enter who loves to tell lies. He says, they are welcome, my brothers and sisters, who will not add or take away from his word, meaning that they seek all his word. These are the ones that he says come. But those, my brothers and sisters, who are selfishly contented, they forget, maybe they just haven't considered, that this age is one in which the Most High seeks out the souls that will be good students. Because there's so much more that he intends to reveal at a time when none of the contradictions of this present age are obstructions of this present age or the flatterers of this age are anymore a force has to be reckoned with. He intends to remove all these obstacles. Blessed are they who discern that when the obstacles are removed, how much greater truth can be conferred into the hearts of men. Blessed are they who will understand, my brothers and sisters, because we are at a time, like the Most High told me, there's a difference between a fool and a damn fool, because there are those, no matter how much, if you show them from Genesis to Revelation, over and over again, many times, a principle that's contained in the scriptures. If they hadn't considered it before, they choose not to if they're content in themselves. Addicted, then, my brothers and sisters, to a lie. Why do I say a lie? What is the half-truth, my brothers and sisters, when somebody's already standing upon faulty foundation, he never receives enough to become stable in his stance. Most I told me every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. An obstacle against discerning the greater truth, my brothers and sisters, every insubordinate standard, statement, or ideal compels men not to look for more. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, why the scripture says Messiah is going to reprove all the nations. All your rulers, all your priests, all your pastors, all your rabbis. Scripture said in advance, the leaders wasn't going to tell you that. But there's not a single soul that he would not reprove. That all things be brought to agreement with Yah. Scripture said in advance, the leaders wouldn't tell you this. Because they have no desire to expose themselves. But if they were true, they'd be like Yohanan was, who said, I must become lesser and he greater. Those who are so selfishly ambitious, they will continue to strive for the preservation of their particular pulpits and thrones before they ever even begin to consider if the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, and they will dwell therein. Not seeking the whole vision, when it's necessary, my brothers and sisters, to be true unto Yah, that's not wisdom. In fact, all that's necessary to create a devil, if there was none, would just men be not compelled to seek all the will of Yah. Where divisions seem wise, contention seem precious, and the end result, my brothers and sisters, the men, not having known Yah true to all that is his name, Book of Matthew, particularly 7:13-28. Does not call them righteous, my brothers and sisters, but unjust men. The Messiah will say, because they never sought him fully as he is, and his name means he is all that he is, never truly knew him. I would suggest strongly admonish you. Again, articles on my website, like the Secret City Prophecy, that tell you our Messiah shall return to the earth, a city, in fact, that is forenamed, that he would admonish and reprove. But the scripture says the city would not listen. Most High will cause the whole world to listen at the destruction of that city. Why did they tell you this? Because it means the whole world and all its leaders, my brother and sister, have been contentious against your knowing the way of truth. Because the scripture says that that city ultimately are all the varying ideals of the whole world who are discerning in its time, in a world where the leaders have not told you this. Messiah said he is the one called the wooden offspring of David, the bright morning star. How many understand, according to all the prophecies, who he said he is, and that he is one who comes to bring absolution? Discipline like a rod of iron. Unshaking, my brothers and sisters, and true in all things to the word of the one Most High. They didn't tell you these things that were to be anticipated. They taught you that somehow Messiah will approve of everybody's differences. Malachi 2:16, 2:17, the 3 and 4 make it absolutely plain. That is not the case. For men have deemed themselves a delight for the Most High, everyone speaking his own words. Denigrating, defiling the sense of what is divine authority. Scripture says you destroy the temple in so many ways, those who do this. But there are those, my brothers and sisters, say that he delights in such. Most I say he's going to have to send Messiah as a messenger of the covenant to expose all these leaders.
90 seconds.
But if the leaders tell you this, that you might understand. Well, my brothers and sisters, my desire, even as it is the desire of the Most High, is that this world no peace. I see too many, my brothers and sisters, any is enough to desire to see an end to this insanity. But I see mounting insanity every passing day. My brothers and sisters,
60 seconds.
Cease. The whole world knows that it is foolish for them to have trusted in any of the partial or perverse standards of this world that they thought and presumed to be whole. Most High intends to send Messiah for the mature, the one who he anoints, to expose the whole world wherever men have given their allegiances and lives and very souls to institutionalities that can only damn them and devour them, none of them being whole and complete. Who is prepared, a brother and sister, to hear him who will have to deliver a testimony that men might be made indeed whole? Unto Yah be the glory, the might,
and
the
praise
every year, my brother and sister, that he brings near. Unto his might, unto his honor, and his praise always, my brothers and sisters, Shabbat Shalom, be made whole in the time he's consecrated. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again for listening.